fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 20th day of March, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud of saying we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd like to volunteer, just send me an email. We'd be glad to have you. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to stock up on canned meat. Getting your hands on vegetables won't be nearly as difficult as getting your hands on meat protein, which is necessary for health and well-being. And just get it now while you can. These prices are going up incrementally. It'd be good to have a several-month supply of canned meat on hand. We have patient Wendy Green and my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield, talk about the events today, and how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your life can give you some truly peace of mind. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, as always. Well, I'll be looking for updates on the progress for the microcomputer chip factory. And I guess the big deal is going to be when they first move that first shovel full of dirt, won't it?
Yes, sir, that's correct. So the land is purchased. There's probably hundreds and hundreds. I haven't even seen the stack. The submittal proposal, I don't know exactly what the terminology would be, but the documents that we're going to be submitting to apply for the Ships of America Act should be going in the next week or two. And then at that point, we're just waiting on Uncle Sam to provide feedback or provide a response letter letting us know it's either approved or denied. And fingers crossed it's approved, and then we will begin the development of that facility.
Absolutely. Well, that's really good news for so many reasons, not just the Department of Defense, but so much of American industry relies on these computer chips these days. Well, Andrew, I was scanning through headlines here at one of my favorite places, would be stevequayle.com. I've been scrolling down. I haven't seen anything yet about the war in Ukraine. It's all about the economy for the most part. It's funny how the news cycle runs like this, where something comes up and makes an important event like a land war in Europe for the first time in 80 years kind of pushes it to the side, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it is kind of funny. I laugh at it, too. They're not talking about it right now. They're talking a lot about the economy and a lot about Xi visiting Russia.
Right.
That seems to be the focus.
Right. Well, Tucker Carlson has been talking about the new alliance between Russia and China, which it appears to be on the surface. The information I got from Jeff Nyquist, who's interviewed several of the high-level KGB defectors, is that behind the scenes, there never was a split between Russia and China. They were always allies for all these decades, the past
right.
80 years. Now it's just become a public matter, hasn't it?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And, you know, I don't think it was ever really defined as public before. You know, a lot of us presumed the relationship. Even, you know, way before my time, it was presumed, I believe.
Well, there was always... right. There was always some nuggets that you could find, such as the cooperation of military weapons developments, and which was always public record, and nothing new there, was it?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, nothing new there. But now they're public, and so I'm interested. Oh my gosh, I can't speak today. I'm interested to see what Xi and Putin say, and then what the media spins it to actually be. You know, what they spin it to be as well.
Well, there'll be another part. There'll be what they say privately. There'll be what the public pronouncements about their discussions, and then there'll be the media spin, won't there?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And a lot of the headlines said that Xi was going to calm down Russia and hopefully deter the war. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I don't know how they would.
I'm laughing because it's laughable. If it's in the interest of Russia and China to continue the war, then they will continue it. If it's not in their interest, then they will discontinue it.
Right.
So we had Mark Levine last night giving what he thought was a good dissertation on why the U.S. should be supporting Ukraine militarily and economically. Mm-hmm. One thing he didn't, I was talking to my wife about this, one thing he never mentioned was the following. What is the U.S. vital national U.S. security interest in doing anything for Ukraine? That was never mentioned. He went into some things about how we wouldn't have won the American Revolution without the help of France, as if that somehow translates, two centuries later into why we should help Ukraine. I kind of missed the point
right.
there, but regardless, the 101st Airborne is still in Poland. We have American troops in Ukraine as technical advisors helping the Ukrainians understand these highly complex weapon systems that are complex to use, complex to maintain, and they have to have 24/7 help from the people who manufacture these complex weapons for technical assistance and spare parts, don't they?
They do. They are incredibly complex weapon systems that I believe you and I discussed a few weeks ago, but probably had to be translated from English to their language. And it does require, months of training for our operators to be able to use them. And even after they're trained, they still require oversight for quite a long period of time. So, at a certain point, they might become proficient, but it's going to take a while. It's going to take a lot of training and a lot of oversight from our folks.
Right. Well, my hometown is St. Louis, and you can't live in St. Louis without knowing people that work for Anheuser-Busch and Boeing. And I've known a number. I've had blood relatives that worked for McDonnell Douglas, which became Boeing. And it's one F-15 engineer I've known for more than 30 years. He's always traveling to South Korea and Israel and Saudi Arabia to help the technicians on the ground with the nuances of proper maintenance of these highly complex weapon systems. Point being, getting back to the original point, of course there's Americans in Ukraine, American military personnel. We need to keep in mind, all us and all our listeners, we need to keep in mind that the first land war in Europe since World War II involving major powers is taking place right now. At the moment, it's called a proxy war because we don't have American pilots in American planes shooting at Russians yet. I say yet, that we know of anyway. Once we have Americans in direct conflict and combat against Russian soldiers, it may or may not be called World War III, but that's in effect what it is, isn't it?
It certainly is, and you know, we might even be in World War III now, but that is a high probability. To be honest, I hope it doesn't happen, but it's certainly escalating to the point to where I'm concerned it may happen.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you do your own homework, come to your own conclusions. Andrew and I make a valiant attempt to point in the right direction as to what to be aware of, what to look into. But ultimately, it's your decision as to do you do something, do you not do something. EMP weapons are on the table. There's small ones that could take out a city block, larger ones that may take out a couple of square miles, regional ones that could take out several hundred square miles, and of course the super EMPs that could knock out a big portion of the United States all at one time, couldn't they?
That's correct, yes. An EMP at about 300 miles would encompass the entire United States, also a lower portion of Canada and the upper portion of Mexico. So it is a very large-scale weapon that can affect hundreds of millions of people in one fell swoop.
Absolutely. Well, I don't have a crystal ball. My crystal ball is a little dusty, so I can't tell what they plan on doing. All I know is what they could do. And so what we do when we're planning military strategy, we don't plan on what the enemy will do. We plan on what the enemy can do, don't we?
That's correct. And you got to plan best case and worst case scenarios and then make your decision off of that.
That's right. So all of you out there listening to us, on Monday, the 20th day of March, you have a decision to make. If you haven't already got EMP shield device to protect your home, your generator, your vehicle, your spouse's vehicle, the vehicle that youngster off to college, it's time to be making some hard decisions and moving forward. If you choose to move forward, we have a very special deal. The EMP shield has graciously grandfathered the John Moore Radio Show listeners into a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. So if you get an EMP shield for your vehicle, that's $50. One for your spouse, another $50. One for that youngster off to college, that's another $50. One for your home, that's a $200 discount between the four different devices, which almost pays for another one, doesn't it?
That's correct. It's huge savings. I mean, we've had folks save almost $1,000. And then ended up turning around and getting a couple more EMP shields because they needed it. But it is an incredible savings that I've made sure the John Moore Show's grandfathered into. So I do hope that people take advantage of that because you're going to save a lot of money.
I checked the oil on one of my town cars the other day, and I opened up the hood, and there's that very nice EMP shield device with that little green LED lamp just blinking, and I'm thinking, boy, this is great. EMP shield is they're working. I hadn't looked at it for months, and it just keeps going on just like it should, as the old wristwatch commercials. It takes a look and keeps on ticking. These are all mil spec. I mean, it's one production line. You don't have one production line for the military and a second one for the civilians, do you?
No, sir. Yeah, these have all been through military certified testing. They do exceed military standards. And it really is an incredible technology. We develop it right here in Burlington, Kansas. We got around 100 employees and three production facilities. And even with all of that, it's still sometimes hard to keep up with production due to demand. But that's because people are waking up and they realize that there is a significant threat of EMP. This is a weapon that our enemies have threatened against us, and it would be catastrophic if they were to use it. So this is why people realize they need to protect themselves.
In some ways, it's the ideal weapon because it doesn't destroy infrastructure where it can't be rebuilt. It would be expensive and time-consuming. EMP hits a oil refinery, for example. It's going to be a good 5 years for the technicians to get in and replace everything that has been damaged. But the main infrastructure itself is sitting there unharmed, waiting to be put back into service, isn't it?
So. That's correct, yes, and it's a bloodless weapon, yep. So there's not going to be initial loss of life, which is kind of perceived better if that weapon were to be used from that country's, population.
Right. It doesn't have the political dirt that comes with using a nuclear
right.
device. We got a call here, Andrew. We got a call. We got Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, John and Andrew. I'm calling because a couple of weeks ago I asked Andrew a question about the EMP shield, and he didn't answer it last week, so I guess I'm supposed to remind him of my question.
Okay, please.
The question was, does the Pulse Tech device that John talked about a month ago interfere in any way with the EMP shield's function?
Okay, so I did ask engineering. They're still actually looking for a final response, but their initial response with a 90% solution was it more than likely will not. But what I'm going to do is as soon as they do give me the answer, I will be sure to email John, and then we can get you in writing the final answer.
Okay, so I don't have to keep reminding you anymore.
No, yeah, it's on my radar still.
Oh, okay, thank you. That's
okay.
All I have.
Okay, and for those who don't know, I don't sell Pulse Tech devices, but Pulse Tech devices are also mil-spec. The U.S. military uses them. Lead-acid batteries go bad for the following reason. Sulfur builds up on the lead plates. The Pulse Tech devices send a reverse charge into the battery, knocking the sulfur off the plates, extending the life by typically... My automobile batteries run about last twice as long as everybody listening to me who doesn't use Pulse Tech devices, and I've been using them now for more than 20 years with great success, and it's very good to find out that we have a 90% certainty that the EMP shield device will not be interfered by the Pulse Tech device, and we'll get the 100% clarification on that in next week or so, Andrew.
Yes, sir, and I apologize for the delay. I'm sure you know, John, but for the listeners, EMP Shield has several huge projects, and we are incredibly busy. And even though we have 100 employees, it seems big, but it's actually quite small for all the things we're trying to accomplish. So I'm proud of our engineering team for working on these things, but it is a little slow sometimes on some of these answers. So as soon as I do get the final answer from them, I'll be sure to forward that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to unplug my Pulse Tech device. I'm going to keep it going and continue to extend the life of my automobile, motorcycle batteries, and so forth.
Yes, sir.
Well, Andrew, we've talked about this, but we need to talk about it more frequently. We have high-level people, U.S. senators, high-level people in the Pentagon, talking about World War III as if they're talking about the next baseball game, as if it's no big deal. It is a big deal. And if this war expands to be have Russia and China as our enemies, I don't have a whole lot of hope that we can overcome the combination of Russia and China together. How about you, sir?
I don't either. I think that's a pretty strong combination. And, you know, we discussed this lightly a few weeks ago as well, and I've actually been thinking about this, but I'm starting to feel, number one, it's very weird every time I hear them speak like that, but it almost seems like it's a strategy to where they're trying to desensitize us from hearing it so that when it happens, we're not as much in shock as we originally would have been. That's kind of what I'm alluding to, like what I'm starting to believe to be the case. Because it's being discussed openly like this, like it's no big deal, and it just every time I hear it, it just shocks me that they're speaking like that.
It
I almost
be.
Think it's a strategy.
Yes. It is, and it should be shocking. Now, in normal times, you want to have all your open positions in the Army filled up, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force. In wartime, it's not optional. They use the draft. But right now, on the 20th day of March, recruiting offices will be opening across the country. They'll be offering cash bonuses of $20,000 to $50,000 to young American men and women to enlist in the U.S. Army. And they still can't fill up these slots, Andrew. It's pretty amazing.
No.
We get back. We're going to get this weekly summary for our new listeners of just what in the world EMP is. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, where you get mil-spec equipment with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Every week, we have new listeners. Every week, we have Andrew give us a summary of just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how do we protect against them with EMP Shield devices. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, John. So, hey, everybody. I'm Andrew. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for EMP Shield. And I'm going to give you guys an overview of what EMP really is and how it can affect your life. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse, and this is something that sounds like it might be coming from a video game or a science fiction movie or novel, but I'm here to tell you that EMP is a very real weapon. In fact, it's a weapon that has been threatened against the United States just recently in the last year by Russia and China, and will absolutely change the entire country if it were to be used. In fact, it's so devastating that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population would be dead within 1 year after an EMP. So I'll explain a little bit about how an EMP is created and how it works. So an EMP is actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon in the sense that we're used to seeing. So it's not the bomb going off at the ground level of the Earth and a mushroom cloud radiation. That's not quite how it works. What actually happens is you take that nuclear weapon and you detonate it above the Earth, so at roughly 300 miles, which is about the height of the International Space Station. And in fact, it's so high up that if it were to occur during the day, you probably wouldn't even see the blast. That's how high it is above the Earth. Now, when that nuclear weapon goes off, that blast goes out in all directions, and it releases gamma radiation and matter shooting out. It goes outwards towards space. It also goes downwards towards the Earth. And this blast create three phases of the EMP, which is the E1, the E2, and the E3. Now, starting with the first two phases, the E1 and the E2, this is created from that blast going downwards towards the Earth. And what happens is when the gamma radiation and the matter from that blast hit the atmosphere, it strips the electrons from the atmosphere, which there's a lot of energy up there, and then shoots those electrons down towards the Earth. And this occurs at almost the speed of light. So the first phase occurs in nanoseconds, billionths of a second. The second phase occurs in microseconds, still very fast. And even at the lowest level, we project that this would be roughly 50,000 volts per square meter that would be inducing at the ground level of the Earth. So an incredibly high amount of energy. And this energy is inducing into everything that's a conductor of electricity. So it's going directly into your modern-day vehicle, directly into your home's Romex wiring. It's even going through the structure of your house and inducing directly into your devices and even the grid. And what's happening is after the E1 and the E2 has occurred, pretty much everything with microelectronics and certain components like transistors, resistors, diodes, and substances like silicon arsenide are now destroyed, meaning you can no longer use them. Your modern-day vehicle no longer runs. You no longer have cellular communications or the Internet. And there's a high likelihood that even portions of the grid will be destroyed. So this is basically after the second phase of the EMP. But there is also a third phase of the EMP called the E3. And this is created from that nuclear blast going outwards into space. And when that blast goes outwards, it pushes on the magnetosphere, which is basically, it's this thing around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather. But it doesn't like to be disrupted. And when such a large blast disrupts it, it causes the magnetosphere to fluctuate. And as it fluctuates over many hours, it creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. Now, this low and slow charge, it's not a big enough charge to induce into a small antenna like a Holmes Romex wiring, but It is enough charge to be induced into the power grid, which can be a mile, 10 miles, sometimes even 20 miles long. And what happens is the grid builds this charge over time. So at a certain point, whether it's 3 hours or 6 hours, the charge in the grid gets so high that for sure certain components within the grid then become destroyed, like transformers, which are critical, portions of substations, which are also critical. And even more importantly is this energy from the grid finds its way into other facilities like power production facilities that if they were not destroyed from the E1 and the E2, they will then for sure be destroyed from the E3 and that power finding its way into that facility. So by the end of this, we've basically been taken back to the early 1800s and you no longer have any equipment, mobile platforms, or devices that can use any form of microelectronics, period. It's a life-changing event. Now, when I mentioned before about the Department of Homeland Security and how 90% of the population will die within 1 year, there is so many reasons for this, but there's some big ones. There's no longer clean running water. You no longer have access to clean running water. You no longer have access to certain forms of sewer. You don't have food being delivered. You don't have transportation systems or communication systems, all of which we rely on to survive in 2023. So it is going to be very, very bad. And that, generally speaking, that is an overview of an EMP.
Well said, Andrew. Well said. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Plus, there's a bonus. When EMP shield device was under development and testing and so forth, we found out the bonus was protection from lightning, didn't we, sir?
Yes, sir, we did. And now that was not intended. The device was clearly designed to protect against the effects of EMP. But what we very quickly learned is that homes that were... Oh, I hear the music.
We have a break. Call number 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of material there. I like to point out the COVID section. We'll be adding to it this week, as we always do. Hundreds, literally hundreds of articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, including Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. It's a pretty short list of men and women anywhere on the planet that's got those credentials, warning us, don't get the COVID clot shot, don't get the boosters, saying and telling everybody that they were designed to hurt and kill people from the beginning. That was their intent. Products that will help you also reach your goals, whatever those goals may be. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money. It's still going to be winter for a couple of months up north. That's where Liberated Rocket Heater goes. It comes in. Mine is going right here a few feet from me, keeping my home nice and warm and toasty, and saving me money. Commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite. Yes, I'm a freeze-dry Harvest-Rite equipment affiliate dealer. And last but not least, the energy cleaner. In normal times, arthritis pain is a nuisance. In hard times, it could kill you. You need to be pain-free. You need to have the energy, get a great night's sleep. Check out the energy cleaner. mattress pads that go with it. When you place your order, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, which is also a country store and also a country restaurant, where every Friday night there's an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $13. I ship them out priority mail to wherever you might be, United States, England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, France, Germany, doesn't matter. I ship these all over the planet. Check out the details at my website. You don't want to put your credit card on the internet? I appreciate that. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, he's here representing EMP Shield in the beautiful cornfields of Kansas. And we'll take your questions and comments at 512-248-8252. Well, Andrew, the COVID make-believe pandemic is behind us. I don't know about your area, but I remember in 2020, in those first 6 months, driving down a 8-lane interstate highway at 2 p.m. on a bright and sunny day and seeing no cars in front of me and no cars behind me. It was just the scariest science fiction movie I've ever seen. How about you?
Yes, it was quite bizarre indeed. I had the same experience a couple times, and just thinking to myself, wow, this is what it might be like if there is an EMP that goes off and not everybody has the EMP shield.
Well, in science fiction films going back for decades, when I show a city has been devastated, I guess they pay the city enough money to shut down a few blocks in the early morning, and they have wind blowing newspapers about on the street and no cars. That's how they want to scare people in a motion picture, as to how scary it could be following whatever the event was that is being portrayed in the movie, a biological weapons attack, nuclear war, whatever it is. So we have now reality reflecting art, don't we?
Yes, sir, we do. And, it's still going on today, even though it's getting better. There's still countries with restrictions. There's still folks in certain places that have to wear masks, and I don't understand it, but it's still happening.
Well, my doctor wanted me to do a blood draw to have some blood tested. This has been about a year ago, I guess it was. So I walk in the clinic, and there's a sign that says you have to wear a mask, but people 3 years old and younger are exempt. So I put the mask on my forearm, and I told everybody I identify as a three-year-old, and nobody said anything about it. I thought that was great. So we live in a modern age. If you identify as whatever you want to identify as, people have no choice but to accept it, it seems like, don't they?
That does appear to be the case, although I haven't tried, but that's the way our society is kind of leaning right now, and it's an interesting time, that's for sure.
It is very interesting and very bizarre. Well, the new smaller version of the EMP shield, tell us what it's called and its size compared to the original edition.
Oh, I'd love to. So it's called the EMP Shield Micro. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal device. And I'll tell you, so it's 78% smaller than the original vehicle model. So incredibly small, but providing the exact same protection as the bigger model. So it's very easy to install. You don't have to worry about any space restrictions. It's a little bit lighter, and it was actually originally designed for motorcycles and ATVs, but because it's the same protection, you can install it in any vehicle, and it'll provide that same protection. The other really amazing benefit, now, and I'll explain this, and I'll give a little bit of detail, but it provides 150 times, it draws 150 times less energy than the original EMP shield model. Now, I'm caveating this because the original EMP shield model draws almost no electricity at all. It's a couple milliamps. That's it. This newer model is 150 times less energy draw on the battery, and it was designed that way specifically, and an incredible feat of physics and engineering to do this, because it's designed to be placed also on vehicles that might sit over the winter, and so that it's not taking any or almost no draw on the battery, so that when the winter's over, you go to turn on your motorcycle, it's still topped off on the battery. So it's incredible technology.
Well, it just gets better and better. We were always, I've installed, I don't know, maybe six of the EMP Shield, the regular edition EMP Shield devices on various cars. And sometimes, if there ever was a challenge in any of these installations, it was always finding a flat spot large enough to accommodate the EMP Shield device. I always did. It was sometimes a great challenge. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I had to move maybe an air cleaner intake, something like that. But I always found a spot. But now that challenge is going to be dramatically reduced, if not gone away altogether, won't it?
That's correct. Yeah, with the Micro, we have not had a single person call and ask, where do I install it? It's so small that you can pretty much place it anywhere. And there's going to be space for this. Although I do agree with you, even the original vehicle model, we never came across an installation that we could not find a place for it, but it did take a little bit of effort to find one. With the Micro, you don't even need to think about it. You just pick an open spot, and there it sits.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, we've had complete mechanical beginners, such as older women and older men who've never turned a wrench in their life, do these installs themselves. Sometimes it takes a little coaching, but we always get it done, don't we?
Yes, sir, we do. In fact, I think I've told the story a couple times now, but I'll tell it one more time. Maybe it was about a year and a half or 2 years ago. We had a 90-year-old woman call, and she's like, I don't know what to do, and I don't have anybody to install for me, and I'd like to do it myself. Can you walk me through it? This 90-year-old woman installed an EMP Shield in less than 10 minutes on her own vehicle. It's literally that simple to install.
Well, that's very gratifying, and hopefully that'll give people some confidence that they can do this themselves. It takes me, the time it takes for me to get the two or three tools together and put them away is about equal to the install itself. It's pretty simplistic, isn't it?
Yes, sir, that's correct. It's normally less than 10 minutes. If you can change a battery, you can install an EMP Shield, and even if you've never changed the battery, the instructions that come with the vehicle model, as well as the video tutorial, if you just watch the video or even just look at the pictorial instructions, you'll very quickly realize how simple it is.
Could not be better, could not be easier, could not be more simple. When I did my first install and got that first package, I was anticipating a higher level of complexity with wires and so forth. There's only three wires. And was it red, black, and green? Did I get the colors right?
That's correct. Just one wire to the positive of the battery, one wire to the negative, and then one wire goes to the chassis of the vehicle. That is the ground wire. And that's it.
Yep, absolutely. So the EMP Shield devices, the Micro one has about, what's the turnaround time currently for the Micro? What order is placed today?
Currently, it's about a week. A week right now. The gap is getting shorter. We have been doing production runs on the Micro for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks straight now. Demand is still incredibly high, but we have reduced that. So it's normally about a week, and then once it ships, it's free shipping, 2 days business to anywhere in the continental United States.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got these in stock, ready to go. 1 week turnaround time for the Micro, 24 hours for the standard EMP Shield. And did we mention the $25,000 insurance policy on lightning protection?
No, we haven't yet. Now, I'll be happy to explain. So
please do.
This is one of the things that really set the EMP Shield apart. Not just for the EMP protection, but as a lightning protection system. There is nothing else on the market even close to what we offer. We guarantee lightning protection. We're able to do that because of the technology that we've designed and built. But on top of its capability, it's also backed by a $25,000 insurance policy. And so in our warranty, and I challenge anybody to look this up, you will see, and go look at any major name brand surge protector that will make you think they're providing lightning protection. Almost all of them, in fact, I would say all of them, I have not yet found one, will not cover lightning. It simply will not be in the warranty. We guarantee it. It's in our warranty. And if we do not protect against a lightning strike, including a direct lightning strike, and that's the electrical damage, then we will cover the cost to fix whatever was damaged up to $25,000. So it is a incredible insurance policy.
It is absolutely industry leading, rock solid, and peace of mind. Before I had my EMP shield device, whenever a thunderstorm was coming, sometimes I'd wake up to a lightning at 2 o'clock in the morning, get up out of bed, unplug all the computers, unplug everything that had microchips, which is a lot, so I could go back to bed knowing that things would be safe. I no longer need to do that. I hear lightning come, and I just think, oh, it's going to rain. It's going to be a thunderstorm. So what? I'm going back to sleep.
That's right.
And it's really truly peace of mind, knowing that if I'm going to be away from the house for 12 or 14 hours, that a storm might be coming. I don't need to go run around unplugging everything, and then whether the storm comes or not, and then have to plug it all back in when I get home. It certainly saves me time, which time translates into money, gives me peace of mind, which I don't know how you put a dollar value on that, but it truly is peace of mind, knowing that no matter what happens here, my equipment is not going to be damaged. And, you know, my computers are not just a hobby for me. I use them to make a living here as a radio talk show host. So it's not optional. I have to have everything functioning. So, ladies and gentlemen, if the things in your home are important to you, your water pump, do you have fresh water, your refrigerators, all your electronics, get the EMP Shield device. If you don't know how to install it in that circuit breaker panel, which I didn't, I had a professional electrician do it. I don't like to mess around with that kind of amperage that can kill you. A car battery may shock you, but a household amperage can kill you. So I got it done professionally. It's a nice, neat install. When I have visitors to my home, I show them the circuit breaker panel with the little piece of the EMP shield that sticks out from behind the panel, showing me two things. First of all, it's installed. Second of all, it's working because the LED lamp is lit up. And I always point it out as a way to encourage people to do it on their own. You probably do the same thing, Andrew, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and like you said, we do recommend for the home model that they do hire an electrician. Although with that being said, we do know that about 85% of our customers end up doing it themselves. But we do recommend an electrician because we don't want anybody to get hurt. It really is peace of mind. I mean, you see with the green LEDs, the device is active, and you know that you're protected. And it's, I don't know how to put a dollar value on peace of mind, but you certainly do get it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Andrew, there's a lot of speculation going back to Ukraine about when Russia will make a big move. Ukraine has some of the nicest, deepest topsoil on the planet for growing wheat and other row crops on one hand. On the other, it also has some of the worst, the world quality mud for much of the year, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does. They do grow a lot out there. I don't remember the percentage, but a large portion of the global wheat supply comes from Ukraine.
Well, point being, When the ground dries out, and we're headed towards the time when the ground will be dry enough to support tractor vehicles and trucks, that's going to be the time for a major push by the Russians. We don't know if it'll happen. We know about when it would, if it's going to. The Chinese remain kind of an unknown as to how much. We know they're giving some support already. It's pretty piecemeal at the moment. But if Chinese make a large commitment, that's going to be very telling also, isn't it?
It certainly will be, and I'm kind of sitting on the edge of my seat waiting to hear what happens with this meeting between Putin and Xi. So we will kind of get a glimpse, hopefully, if they're telling the truth, probably today or tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely. This meeting between the head of China and the head of Russia is historical, to say the least. And of course, these countries exercise a lot of influence all over the planet, don't they?
Oh, they really do. Both of them do, but China, I would say, more than Russia. You know, China's been basically, in my mind, trying to take over the world for a very long time.
Well, that's their plan. And at my website, at thelibertyman.com, we've got an English translation of the top Chinese general, the Minister of Defense, outlining the plan, which is to colonize America with no Americans being alive. That is the plan. That's their stated plan. It's in writing. They also mention race-specific biological weapons as a stated goal, and that's almost 20 years ago. And, of course, that technology has moved forward. There probably is race-specific biological weapons now. I don't know that for a fact. That's kind of a side issue. But the main issue is what their stated goal is, colonizing America. It'll be New China. They already have a name for it, New China. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart,
under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Andrew and I now for a better part of an hour, discussing the events of the day, discussing what EMP Shield is, how it works, the $25,000 insurance policy. Now, we're going to wrap up this segment and go to Farmers Monday. Now it's in the hands of the people listening to us, Andrew, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is, and I hope people listen. I hope people do their research and ultimately come to the conclusion that they need to protect themselves against the effects of EMP.
As I've said multiple times on this segment, I've been aware of the effects of EMP for more than 20 years, going on 30 years or so. I've spent a lot of money doing things that are now quick and easy to do and very inexpensive by comparison. Approaching a Dodge mechanic professional who does this for a living and give him the following assignment. I want to remove every transistor, resistor, diode, and computer in this vehicle. That's a daunting and expensive task, but I did that because I wanted to have at least one vehicle that would run after EMP. And ladies and gentlemen, you can do it now for very inexpensively, very easily, without having to go to the extent that I did to reconfigure an entire vehicle top to bottom, left to right. It's a whole new world, and I'm very grateful EMP Shield has made this opportunity available for people to do this without spending the kind of money I did, Andrew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And not to mention, can save quite a bit of money with the discount that you've been grandfathered into as well. So hopefully people, even if folks that are listening want to learn more, just go to John's website, thelibertyman.com. There's a whole bunch of information there. And then ultimately, if you want to learn more, there's a button you can click, and it'll take you to our website. And then we've got a ton of information as well. So
that's right. A lot of educational information. We have our listeners are very smart men and women. They actually own and read books. Most Americans don't. So if you want to study up on it, go to my website, click on the EMP Shield panel, and sit back, relax, and educate yourself. Right, Andrew?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's correct.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Andrew, for being with us. We appreciate it as always. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Thanks, sir. Bye.
Okay. Top of the hour break coming up. We'll have Sam Andrews, and you will have Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.